good afternoon. It's so nice to be with you today and to share experiences with our guests. And today we have a really special guest.
A really special guest.
Right.
But before you introduce them, name of the show.
What's the
Listening
name of the
to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. As you all have, some of you have heard, we are hearing the voice of the lovely Miss Christine Betts. And she is getting ready to introduce our guest today,
which is Mr. Baruto Tucker.
I love she put the O in my name. That's beautiful.
There's no O in there?
It's Baruti, but Brother B is sufficient.
Okay. Yes. Baruti, but Brother B. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He is such an outstanding artist. I couldn't help but bring him to share his experiences.
I'm looking forward to it.
And our guests.
And Ms. Betts, am I kidding when I say his hands are covered with paint? So, Brother B, how is that? Why are your hands covered with paint?
Because I only paint with my fingers.
Now, so you are
no paintbrushes.
A finger painter.
I literally paint. I actually don't consider myself a finger painter, but I use this technique that I call a finger, like Africa.
Okay.
And that's because we are the original human beings on this planet. And so we taught how to write, think critically, and use the cosmic power that God has given us. So part of that is working with your hands. And I work with my fingers to express a message.
A message, a particular message, or whatever the message is for any given painting?
Well, there are specifics. One of the messages that I hold dear to my heart and my soul is to paint or illustrate and depict the soul of this beautiful melanin we call black. And black people have always been seen monolithically, seen in one area of our humility. And so I'm here as an artist or a man that's expressing his way to show people who we are in different dimensions, such as our emotions, such as our critical thinking, such as our present plight in America that has been historically and pathologically repetitive, having to be in a landmass called America that has not been the best interests of black people. And so I like to use my tools and my memory, and my, I should say my recall of what that is to me and how to overcome it, how to walk in the awareness of it and be actualized in our power as we find a way to find some stability. And I do that through my art. So come on down to Humana Treehouse and you'll see the gallery. The gallery is one of the portions of the facility. There are murals all over the inside the building.
And we're going to talk about that some more. I want you to share with us before we go that far, though, how you got involved in the world of art to begin with.
Okay. Well, I want to say, and I forgot to do this because the beautiful Miss Betts is here. You should see her in her fly plum color blazer.
She's looking good. That's a good color for you.
Ancestrally, we were supposed to ask for permission to speak. So may I continue to speak, Mother?
You sure can.
Thank you. Okay. Your question again?
How you got started in the world of art?
Wow. I was a young boy. My mother brought me to the Hip, which is in Staten Island, New York. And I was drawing on the chalkboard and found myself journeying through life through these figures that I was drawing. And then my father, who was an artist, not an artist in practice, but he is an artist. And my sister, who was an artist, who is an artist in practice, gave me this opportunity to be exposed to these figures that they would draw or paint. And so it came naturally. And then I started to explore the gift of expression, which is sometimes a little difficult for some artists. You have artists that are painters, but they're not conceptual painters. They do portraits, but they don't have conceptual creativity. And so, or I should say, they don't express it in that way. Not that they don't have it, they just don't express it that way. I am an artist that does that. So I love creating stories, and I love telling your story, and Ms. Bett's story, through what I do.
Interesting. That you could actually tell a story through your poems.
Excuse me. Yeah, I have this phrase called portrayals instead of portrait art, which means that I can place you in an environment as a king in Africa. Instead of just sitting there with your hands clasped and smiling, you know, showing everybody that you're you. Mm-hmm. But it actually, a photographer can do that. A portrait artist gives this imagery of likeness. Sometimes hyperrealism can give that image of a realistic look of who you are, but it doesn't speak to where you are. It doesn't speak to where you want to be. So that's what I do.
Wow, that's interesting. So I can see you doing a portrait of someone, and they, when you finish with this and they hang this up on their wall, they're looking at themselves, but they're looking at inspiration because of what you put into them.
Right. And that's the key, brother. Inspiration is something that of at the end of a book sometimes. And I'm saying, put it in the front. You know, you don't have to read the entire book to get inspiration from the book. Put it in the front. And the front of the book speaks to who you are, where you are, where you want to be, and parts of your history, too. So I try to get that out right away through consultation. I speak to the patron, and we speak about the environment or who they want to be with or who they want to be. And when they wake up in the morning, they see that. It's a little different from seeing the dress that you used to wear, because now you reduce from the size 12 to a size 4.
Okay.
Because then I can place you as a size 4 for incentive, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of just working out. And of course, working out is definitely excellent to get to that size, but to manifest it, to actually see it, is a beautiful thing when it's illustrated and you can draw from that energy and say, well, this is who I want to be.
Yeah, yeah. And I imagine when they're looking at that and they're seeing their face as well.
Right.
It's doable to them.
Oh, yeah.
I can get here.
Yeah. I mean, you look at it in terms of ancestry, Nat Turner, Marcus Garvey, Harriet Tubman. They were Martin Luther King, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. They were visionaries, you know. And vision is much different than having goals. You know, your goal has two levels. It's long term, short term. Sometimes you wait too long, and sometimes you come up short. But a vision is more divine because you're walking it every time. So when someone says to you, hey, when are you going to get this done? And you say to them, it's already done. I'm just waiting for you to see my testimony. You know, I'm waiting for you to witness it. It's already done because you're working in the manifestation of that vision every day. You're it. You know, so that's my role in the creative realm, you know, to share that story. Because a child knows more than we do. He's fresh on the earth. If I take that child and show them something imaginable, then that child has reinforced hope in him. I'll give you an example. Young lady, Vanessa Harris, she is a poet, singer, beautiful woman, has a son. And I painted her son, but I placed him in a dream.
Interesting.
And okay. In this dream, there are all of these water beings floating around him, but he's up. So he's actually waking up in his dreams. And there's a window, which is symbolic to everyone has a window. You either close it or you open it and you go through it. Or sometimes we hit the glass because we're not prepared or we don't know that it's closed. So the whole metaphor is about being prepared to take that leap and take advantage of the resources that you've been blessed with. Not only what's outside of you, but what's inside of you. Yeah. And so the little boy, you have to come to the shop to see the piece. And the piece, if I can remember, is called Dream Catcher.
Okay.
And a Dream Catcher is a design by Native Americans in which they capture dreams and define what they are, and also in the hopes of finding your dreams. So I hope I coined that right.
You did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Mrs. Betts, what are some of the things that have stood out to most to you as you've walked through, if I could call it, his gallery?
Oh, it's just awesome. You walk through the gallery and you see all these images and the colors, and the room is surrounded by benches, sofas, tables, and there are a lot of people, and they're having their lunch or just sitting, because I just sit and look sometimes. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful atmosphere.
Thank you.
To walk in there and see all of that art and how people respond.
Mm. Hey, God be the glory. That's beautiful.
That's awesome. So just before we go to break, tell us, because I know people wanting to hear this again, tell us the name of the gallery again.
Humana Tree House, Cold Press Juice Bar Smoothie Joint.
All right, and that's located?
That's located at 305 8th Street. 305 8th Street.
All right. Brother B and Mrs. B, Mrs. Christine, we'll be right back.
I wanted...